right now. And question what I should tell him about his coming. Now, he called me last night and in New York about 7 o'clock and told me that Kenny had called him and told him that he thought he ought not to come to the dinner. And the Philadelphia man was very exercised about it, very disturbed. I told him more.
That damn fella, he doesn't play clear with us. That's the trouble with him. And I'm really scared to death to be even in the same ballpark with him. I'm going to get sick myself, I think. Because he told Kenny that he agreed with him and that he had worried about himself and he was feeling bad and that he didn't want those damn cameras trained on him all evening. They're going to have a big television and all they're going to do is just put the camera on him and take this debate this afternoon that we have no control over. And the hell of it is we have no control of anything.
Yeah.
We got no control of the Senate, and I can give that up and just throw them a goddamned election, which they do, and they pass a resolution, and Williams will get up and offer a substitute, and you'll get this vicious McClellan group in there really murdering you. Either one of them's bad, but it'll be in there, and we'll have nothing but headlines every week now, every day, from now on to the election. That's what they're getting ready to do, and Goldwater said so yesterday. Said as a result of his influence. His influence, he and Williams, brought all this about. He and Williams. And our damn fools are doing it and jumping at it. But I don't think that Goldwater ought to have charge of my Harrisburg meeting. I really don't want to go to Harrisburg to have this guy up there, 8 people from me, with all the televisions in the state turned on. And I've got a heart, too, but God, I got a heart for myself once in a while. And I don't know why we are trying to advertise ourselves and spend $500,000 doing it and broadcast it all over the state to bring in this kind of a one-eyed bastard girl.
Sorry.
That don't look like to me good publicity. It just looks like it. Man that really had his interest at heart and wanted to help you. It's not going to help him. It's going to make him the number one figure. By God, Bobby is going to sink into oblivion. When this guy gets up there with all these, the 80 reporters going to the White House, and he's going to be the number one guy. Now, if he wants that, if he wants a coming out party like that, he damn sure get it. But what hurts my feelings is that I have to go with him, and you have to put him around my neck.
I'll kick him out of it.
He's number 8. There's 6 people sitting between us.
All right, don't worry about
and that. He's right in the middle of the television. And
do you know, is there some sort of a private party, so-called?
Yes, there's a $1,000 dinner party.
Well, no. Should he stay away from that, too?
I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't stay away from any of it. I'm just giving you my normal, natural reaction, which you served me reasonably well over the years, and I get in a lot of problems, and I'm not doing very good with the Baker case, because we just react to things they frame up with us, and we've always got some goddamn lobbyist that wants to sit right at the head table. Every place I go, whether it's St. Louis or whether it's Pennsylvania or something, there's some one-eyed first cousin that wants to come in. And I don't know whether we can carry him or not. I would if I could. I just don't. I'm not sure that I'm strong enough to load all these goddamn barnacles on you.
Let me ask you what this question is, President. Do you think it would be? I'm going to tell him that in his own interest, so that he can avoid being the number one target, he ought to stay away from both of them, both the dinner, because there's no such thing as a private dinner with the President of the United States. And the other place. Now, the question that I think he ought to consider is whether he ought to stay away on the grounds that he's sick, which the press will treat as phony, or whether he ought to stay away with the statement that he's been unjustly brought into this thing, and it's all political, and that he just doesn't want to get involved in an affair which is for the President of the United States. Which do you think would be better? Whether he ought to say he's sick or whether he ought to blast him and say he's not going to do it because of all this politics?
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't.
If he says he's sick, the press is going to regard that as a phony thing. And on the other hand, if he blasts the hell out of it, not going because of this think, well, they're gonna use plenty of it, but it might be nice and clean, like breakfast clean.
No, I'm against us making any more news than we have to, because anything we say makes it. The thing that I'm particularly worried about, I just know that he is enough of an Irishman and a shady Irishman that he just can't get around anybody without jumping up there and getting right in with them. I've just seen it now. I think it probably, if the well, I don't know. I started to say the desirable thing for him to do, if he were and had a table out with his family and at the dinner. That I don't believe that they'd, of course, these damn television may all be on him. If he's there, that's what Ken O'Donnell and them think. I don't know. They think that if he comes, that they're going to take it off of me like you do at the convention and put it on Mississippi. And this is the real news. They're going to be debating this afternoon. You see, Abe, all week I've been trying to figure out something, but there's nobody up there that can do anything. If they go in and talk to Mansfield, Hubert's going to really get the job done, but it's unanimous. They're unanimous that they ought to do this. I don't even know they're going to do it. They just get up their resolution and lead off and introduce it. Then they've got all Williams provoked, and he says this committee is no damn good. And unless we can devise, man's ingenuity can devise something besides a defense, well, we're just wasting our time going to these dinners. Because this guy is just going to stir him up and raise hell, and he's going to get it going so much that we just not answering. And with him up there this particular day, you see, you haven't seen the headlines this afternoon, or they haven't seen the 7 o'clock show tonight with them. My guess is, it's conceivable that Mansfield and them can win. Hubert and them say that they got a cinch to win. I would doubt that. My own thought is that they'll get up with their resolution, sending it to Jordan's committee, that Williams will offer substitutes, sending it to McClellan's, that they'll debate it, that Jordan will jump up and say, well, I don't want it, you've maligned and slandered me. And Joe Clark and them will see that it's hot and they don't want it, so they'll all start saying, we don't want it. So McClellan will be a martyr, and he'll get up and say, well, if it is the will of God and the demand of the nation, and I've got to save them, then send it to me. You know, I'll burn them at the stake. And then they'll call the roll, and my guess is the Republicans will be unanimous for the substitute, and there'll be enough scared people and enough people running that they'll vote for the substitute. So then it'll be in McClellan's hands after a very vicious, mean debate. Yep. If it doesn't go that way, it'll go to the Rules Committee, and they'll say, well, I told you so, and it's whitewash, and it'll be discredited for whatever receives it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's preferable. Do you have any thought on it?
Well, I think it's better for it to go to the Rules, of course.
Yes, even if they say it's discredited and everything.
Absolutely.
Then how are we going to direct this thing? How are we going to? Looks to me like the only real witness you got is Reynolds, and
Well, that's right. Of course, you know, I'm uneasy about the Philadelphia situation.
Yes, sir. You know what they did to Reynolds, don't you? On his limitation?
No.
Well, it's just unthinkable. I hate to tell you, it's just going to make you lose your breakfast. But they have questions on his tax thing, and the limitation was running. And the damn fool agent told him that if he didn't agree to an extension, that they would find some item in question and allege that he owed it, and that would, in effect, give him the extension. He went and told Williams. Williams wrote him and threatened him. it got over to the acting commissioner, and so they went ahead and didn't get his extension and let the limitation run.
Oh, for God's sake.
On Reynolds now. And when didn't tell us, Sheldon came in and told us last night after it's over. Now then, we got to show that this amounts to more than 25%.
Yeah.
Or there's a conspiracy and somebody's got to work on that. But we got Sheldon handling and it's just a big mess. And,
oh, boy.
But they had him, and that was why this came out. This is July. So when his limitation ran, he came in with this statement here then in August,
yeah,
showing this. If we had to, if he hadn't let that limitation run, then you never would have this investigation. You never would have any of this. He never would have made the statement. He held the statement until the limitation had run.
Oh, good Lord. That's terrible. That really is horrible.
And I think if we just got to... You and Nick and you and Sheldon privately got to sit down and study this thing, and somebody pay a little attention to it and try to get us a line of procedure. I can't. I'm not a lawyer, and I've just got Georgie Jessel on one end of me and Lodge on the other, and right in the middle, Kermit Gordon, and I'm waiting with Max Taylor of Vietnam. That's my days. But somebody has got to take this. This is a teapot dome. This is a major thing. This is a real dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And it's just drifting. It has no direction. Justice is given it none. Internal Revenue, I've just illustrated to you.
Yeah.
This thing, there's no reason why we ought to spend the next 2 months on this now, because some idiot over in Internal Revenue, including the acting commissioner and the general counsel, all they had to do was look after the government's interest, and when they were investigating this thing, is to protect the government's interest. I tell them how they protect them. They don't need to go serve notice. And then this son of a bitch, Williams, threatens them. And he's got no right to be using his power to spring a no-good thug.
Sure.
And they ought to resented it to beat hell and told him they're going to expose him if he messed with them.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Goldwater saying in Seattle to a sold-out crowd that here's the scandal of the Teapot Dome on the White House, and here's what's happening, and that he has brought this investigation about. He, Goldwater.
Yeah.
Now, I really don't know the Harrisburg thing. I don't believe he ought to make a statement. I'd eliminate that offhand. And the question is whether he sits. Does he go at all? My judgment tells me he shouldn't go. If y'all's judgment, Lawrence's judgment, and your judgment, all of them is that he ought to go, it'd be less of it, then I would damn sure, instead of being 8 away from the head table, I'd make it 14 ahead of the weight table where no camera could get them both together.
You know what Dave says, that he ought to go?
Yes. Yes, he does. I told Walter, I've talked on this thing about 3 times. I called you last night and they said you were at dinner and I didn't do it. And then I called early this morning and I couldn't get you. I called Walter. Walter's talked to Lawrence and talked to Ken, and I just want to get them together. You see, I have this danger. If you decide against O'Donnell, then I'm the guy that really screwed it up. Because he's running this campaign now. And... I think I ought to get him on the phone right now. He's here, and let him tell you what he thinks about it. You listen to it, and you ought to call Lawrence and see what he thinks about it. And I would say that if I just had to have a consensus, I would say that let the fella go, and in no case even come close to me, and put him at a table about 15 people down the line. Put everybody ahead and put Joe Clark on one side of him and maybe the governor on the other. I think that builds it up too much, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I've changed my mind after listening to you. I think that maybe he ought to stay away from both of those things. It's going to be hard for him, and we're going to have to spend a lot of time stroking him after this. You know, I had to spend a lot of time stroking him, Mr. President. And, I have to do it again. Because he really doesn't.
Wait just a minute. Jack, is Ken out there? Well, I want to see if he can talk to Abe while he's there. Where did he go, you know?
Yeah. You know, he has no feelings about this kind of thing. He doesn't.